Welcome back to our advanced Hebrew class. We're on page 10 for the section of Genesis, or Bereshit, from Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 19. So this is the Akedah, the binding of Isaac. If we look first on page 11 at the new vocabulary, we see at the top, echo me please, Nisa. Nisa means tested. Underneath that, we have Hineni. Hineni means here I am, but it's more than that. It means here I am, and I'm ready to do whatever you ask of me. And then the next word is Yachidcha. Everybody? Yachidcha. Yachidcha means your only. It doesn't mean your only son. Put son in parentheses. It means your only one. It comes from Yachad, is only. And then we have Moriah is Moriah. And Moriah is the name, the actual name of the Temple Mount. It's Mount Moriah. Of course, Abraham didn't know that at the time because it was long before there was a temple. Underneath Moriah, they have La'olah says, as a burnt offering, cross out the word as, because that would be a kaf. It's actually for a burnt offering. For a burnt offering. Lamed is two or four, if you recall. Underneath that, we have Vayash came. Mm-hmm. Vayash came means, and he arose early. Not just he rose, but he arose early. It shows an anticipation, an excitement about what's about to take place. Then we have Vayachavosh is, and he saddled. What do you saddle? You saddle an animal you're going to ride upon. So that's by Yachavosh. What did he saddle? Chamoro. Chamor is donkey. Chamor is donkey. Chamoro is his donkey. So the new vocabulary. Echo me, please. Nisa. Hineni. Yachidcha. Moriah. Le'olah. Vayash came. Vayachavosh. And Chamoro. Good. Now let's look at the verb analysis on page 11. God bless you, dear. The first verb is Vahi. Vahi is from the root Hayah and means he was. God bless you. That is the root Hayah, he was. It's the Pa'al pattern. Pa'al means simple action. The meaning of it is be or become. And the tense, it's a reversing Vav imperfect, which makes it perfect tense. So simply it gets translated, and it was. Down in on page 10, they translate, and after these things, but yeah, we'll talk about that. By he, and it was. The next verb in the verb analysis chart is nisa, which comes from the verb nasa. And nasa is pael. Pael verbs are those with strong action or strong emotion. And it means to test or to try somebody, not to tempt. To tempt is to try and get someone to fail. to test, you're hoping they succeed. And it's in the perfect tense, third person masculine singular, which is he tested, right? He tested. Third word, vayomer. Vayomer, we've heard a lot, is the root from amar, which is a pa'al verb, simple action, from the verb he said. This is a reversing vav imperfect, which makes it perfect tense or completed action. Third person, masculine, singular, so, and he said. Right? And he said. The fourth verb down is a command, like Connie studied today. Kach is from the verb lakach, which means he took. It's pa'al, simple action. It's the command form, so it's take. You can only command you. You masculine singular, you masculine plural, you feminine singular, you feminine plural. You cannot command I, he, they, we, only you. So it's masculine singular, so it's take. Take. Underneath that we have ahavta. Everybody say ahavta.
Ahavta.
Mm-hmm. From the root ahav, which means he loved. That's the root. It's pa'al, which means simple action. But notice, love in Hebrew is an action verb. You don't feel love. You practice love by doing something to help somebody. That's how you demonstrate love. Like the Good Samaritan who saw the man wounded and put him on his own animal and took him to a place where he could be healed and paid for the healing. That's how he demonstrated love. It's perfect tense, which means completed action. And it's second person, masculine, singular, so it's you loved. You loved. Third verb is valech. Or it's actually softer, valech. Valech. It's from halach, which is to walk or go. It's pa'al, which is simple action. But it's the command form, so it's go. It can only be you. You go. So it's masculine singular. Underneath that we have vaha'alehu. Right. Vaha'alehu. Which is from the verb Allah. Allah means to go up. But it's, this one is in the he feel pattern. He feel means to cause to go up. It's causative. How do you cause somebody to go up? You bring them up. Or in the case of a sacrifice, you offer it up. And this is a command form. Command form. It's got a suffix. The who at the end, circle the who, that suffix means him. So it's a command, and offer him, is the way we would translate ve ha'alehu, and offer him. The next verb underneath that is omar. Everybody say omar. It's from the root amar, which is he said. It's pa'al, simple action, but it's imperfect. First person, common singular, so I will say. It's simple imperfect, I will say. Two more verbs in the verb analysis. Vayash came. Vayash came.
Mm-hmm.
Is from the verb shacham, but it's he feel, which is causative. But not every he feel verb is causative. What it does to shacham is it gives it the idea of not just rising, but rising early. That's where we get the earliness in the verb, is from the fact that it's he feel. How do you know it's he feel? Well, that was in the last course. But it's reversing vav imperfect, which means perfect tense. and he rose early. Third person, masculine, singular, he, and he rose early. The last verb, vayachavosh. Yes, vayachavosh comes from the root chavash. It's pa'al, and it means bind. Reversing vav imperfect means it's perfect tense, and he bound. Or what do you bind to an animal? A saddle. So that's why it's translated up above, and he saddled. Because he bound the saddle to the donkey. That's all our verb analysis. So look at the grammatical note below for chapter 22, verse 1. It says, the word hine, here is or behold, can take a suffix. That's where you get hine ni, the suffix that the Yiddish want. Me. So translated, here is me, or better, here I am. Okay. Let's go to page 10 now. And echo me as we read the first verse of Genesis 22, verse 1. Vayhi.
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 Achar.
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 Hadavarim.
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 Ha'ela.
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 Ha'ela. Ve'ha'elohim.
Elohim.
Elohim.
Nisa.
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 Et.
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 Avraham.
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 Vayomer.
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 Elav.
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 Avraham.
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 Vayomer.
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 Hineni.
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 Good. So let's break that first verse down. Vayhi is and it was. Or you could say and it became. Or if you're getting really silly, once upon a time. But it means and it was. Achar. What's that? And it came to pass. Yes, you could translate, and it came to pass. That's right. Achar, after.
Achar.
Hadavarim. What's Hadavarim?
Things.
Things.
And then we have Ha'ele.
These.
These
things.
Uh-huh. So, and it was after these things. Because Hadavarim is definite and Ha'ela is definite, we know that Ha'ela applies to and helps define things. So, and it was after these things. Veha Elohim literally says what? Veha Elohim. And
the God.
The God. The, because there's only one. Elohim, that im ending tells you the word, the noun is plural. But the verb, nisa, is singular. So it tells you we don't have three gods, rather we have one God who manifests himself in three different ways, as Father, as Son, and as Holy Spirit. If the word was meant to convey a trinity, that we have three gods standing around a campfire, what would the verb be? It would be plural. So, Veha Elohim and the God, Nisa, tested, not tempted, but tested, et Avraham. What is the et? That's the direct object marker. Why do we need a direct object marker before Avraham? Because it's a proper name. What's that proper name mean? Abraham, father of a multitude. If we left off the et, we wouldn't know if God tested Abraham or if Abraham tested God. Since the subject is definite and the direct object is definite, we need the direct object marker to let us know which is which. So, and it was after these things, and the God tested Abraham, Vayomer, and he said, Elav, to him, Avraham, Abraham, Vayomer, and he said, Hineni, here I am.
Here I am.
Here I am. If we look at the translation below on page 10, which again is not necessarily a good translation, they just picked a translation to show how some translation translate these words. They said, and after these things. So they left out vahi entirely and just took it as and. And then they say, God tested Abraham. They left out the from the God, tested Abraham, and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. So that's not too bad. Vayomer, then he said, kach. What is kach?
Take.
Oh, we haven't done that verse yet. Let's go back up above and do it. Verse 2, Vayomer. Kach.
Vayomer.
Nah.
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 Et.
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 Bingha.
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 Et.
Et.
Yachidcha.
Yachidcha.
Asher.
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 Ahavta.
Ahavta.
Ahavta. Ahavta.
Et.
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 Yitzchak.
Yitzchak.
Yitzchak. Yitzchak.
Valech.
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 Lecha.
El.
El. El.
Eretz.
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 Hamoria.
Hamoria.
Hamoria. Hamoria.
Vehaalehu.
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 Sham.
Sham.
Le'ola.
Le'ola.
All.
All.
Le'ola. All.
Achad.
Achad.
Achad. Echad.
Heharim.
Heharim.
Heharim. Heharim.
Asher.
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 Omar.
Omar.
Omar. Elecha.
Elecha.
So let's break that down and translate to English. Vayomer into English. And he said, kach. Take. That's a command. Take. But the next word is na.
Please.
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 And he said, take, please. Take is a command. But please makes it more soft and more of a request. At direct object marker, bingha,
your son.
Your son.
At direct object marker, yachidcha.
Your only.
Mm-hmm.
Your only son.
So why is there an at before bingha? And an et before yachidcha, because both are direct objects. And it just lets us know that your only one is another direct object, another way of saying your son, as opposed to the start of another clause or something. Then asher, I would say whom, since it's talking about a person. Ahavta. You loved, it's
you
perfect
love.
Tense. He's loved him even before he was born. Remember, Abraham cried out to God that he didn't have any children. A servant in his household was going to be his heir, and God promised him a son, and he waited years and years for the son. He loved that son, even in anticipation. The son's born, and now God says, go and take him. We don't know which son. So it says, et Yitzchak. What is Yitzchak?
Isaac.
The et again indicates that your son, your only, and Isaac are all the direct objects. They're all the same. V'lech lecha. It's a command. And go. And then lecha is for you. The for you indicates is it's for your benefit that I'm commanding you to go. And go for you. El. To. Eretz Hamoria is a two-word word pair, which means
the land of Moriah.
Veha'alehu, and offer him. Yep, and offer him, or and cause him to go up. You know, it's the same thing. Sham.
There.
Le'ola. The la is for. Ola is a burnt offering. What is a burnt offering? A burnt offering is the only kind of sacrifice in the Torah where the offering is totally consumed and you get nothing back. Did God say, go sacrifice Isaac? No, he said, and offer him for a burnt offering. All. Upon.
On.
Achad Heharim. One of the mountains. So the land, the area is called Moriah. There are many mountains on Moriah. This is to the one. One of the mountains. Which one? How do we know? It goes on to say, Asher, which? Omar,
I will say,
Elecha, to you. So, and he said, take, please, your son, your only, whom you loved, Isaac, and go for you to the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will say to you. Meaning, I will name the mountain later. Let's look at how it's translated below in page 10. Vayomer, then he said, that's good. They left out the kach. No, they just simply said take. Na is the please they left out. But it's take, please, your son, your only son. They included the word son, even though it's not really there. Yachidcha is your only. But knowing that it refers to a son, they took license and put son in there. Asher, whom, ahavta, you love, should be loved, past tense, perfect tense, put a D on it. Et Yitzchak, Isaac, v'lech lecha, and go, they left out for you, or for yourself, you could even say. El to Eretz Hamoria, the land of Moriah, v'ha'alehu, and offer him, they left out the and, but there's an and there, and offer him, sham, there. Le'olam, they say, as a burnt offering, but it's for a burnt offering. All upon Achad Heharim, one of the, they say hills, mountains, that's interchangeable. Asher, which, they put it in an of to make it better English, they thought. Omar, I will tell, it's not tell, it's I will say. And Elecha is to you, so they left out the word to. All they're trying to show us here is that not everybody translates as literally as you and I will. But so long as we're in here, we will do it as literally as we can. Let's go up to verse 3 and echo me, please. Vayash came.
Vayash came.
Vayash came.
Avraham.
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 Avraham. Baboker.
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 Vayachavosh.
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 Et.
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 Chamoro.
Chamoro.
Yep. Let's translate to English. Vayash came. And he arose early. Vayash came implies early because of the fact that it's he feel. And he arose early. Who did? Avraham. Abraham. So put it together. And Abraham arose early. If God told me to take my son, my only one, the one I love, and go sacrifice him or offer him as a sacrifice, I might sleep in. But not Abraham. Abraham got up early. The words literally convey got up early. Baboker. English. In the morning. Vayachavosh. And he literally bound, but saddled, because we know what he's binding on the animal. Et chamaro. His donkey. Not his neighbor's donkey. He saddled his donkey. If we look down below, they did this one pretty well. Except Vayash came, they say so. Is it really so? No, it's just and.
No.
Abraham rose early in the morning. The rest of that's pretty good. Saddled, they say literally bound, so they recognize that they're taking a little bit of liberty with it. His donkey. That part's good. Turn a page. Let's look at page 13's new vocabulary. What's that?
Wayne?
Yes?
In notes from before.
In notes from before.
The second line, V'ha Elohim.
V'ha Elohim.
I have a note here that says Elohim, that Elohim is a description, not a name.
Yes.
And names don't have a ha.
Correct.
So this is and the God.
Yes, this is and the God. That's right. You're talking about the first line of verse 1 in chapter 22. Elohim is not a name. Elohim is a description. God didn't have a mother to give him a name.
And only.
What's that?
The one and only God.
Yes, the one and only God.
The emphasis kind of the one and only God.
Yes, that's exactly right. When you say ha Elohim, you're saying there's the God. There is no other. Just like when John 14:6 says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. There's not a multitude of ways, nor are there a multitude of gods. There's only one. Thank you, Sandy. Page 13.
That was just an interesting note before.
Yep, I agree. Verse 13, new vocabulary. Vayvakats. Or is that an ayin? The way they've written it here, I can't quite tell. But we'll go with ayin. So, vayvaka.
Vayvaka.
They say it means then he split. There's no then. It's and he split. So just fix the vocabulary. Bible translators get tired of every sentence beginning with and, so they do so, then, but, however, nevertheless, all kinds of things that the words do not say. Next one says, Ola, which you can make a note, should have been on the page before, because they already used Ola, and that means a burnt offering. Then we have Merachok. Merachok means from a distance. from a distance, meaning they're not going to wait till they get to the end point. They're going to see it from a distance. Then we have a word that's in on every dreidel in Israel. Nesgadolhaya po. Po means here. In the United States, the dreidel say Nesgadolhaya sham, a great miracle happened there. But in Israel, it's Nesgadolhaya po, a great miracle happened here. Po means here. If chamor is donkey, ha chamor is the donkey. Okay. And then we have the last one is Vanish Tachave. How many songs have you heard Vanish Tachave in? And we will worship. Strike out then. There's no then. Just and we will worship. If you look at the verb analysis chart, we have a lot of verbs on this page. The first one is Vayikach. It's reversing Vav imperfect, so it's and he took. The next one, Vivaka. Vivaka. Notice it's Pael. Pael is emotional or strong action, and it's cut to pieces. Cut to pieces. Cut it up really good. Reversing Vav imperfect, third masculine singular means and he cut to pieces, right? And he cut to pieces. Vayakam, we're very familiar with from the old book. It's pa'al, it means arise. Vayakam, reversing Vav imperfect, which means completed action. Third person masculine singular, and he arose. That's different from, on page 11, Vayash came, and he arose early. Vayakam is simply, and he arose. There's not an early component to it. Next verb, Vayelech, is pa'al, simple action, reversing Vav imperfect, third person masculine singular, and he walked, or and he went. Don't say and he goed, because we just don't talk that way down here. Okay. Next one is Amar. Amar is pa'al, is simple perfect tense, third person masculine singular, he said. The next one, Vayi saw. The root is nasa, but any verb that begins with a nun is going to be a drop letter in the imperfect. The nun's going to fall away. And it's from the verb for lift or carry. It's reversing Vav imperfect, which makes it perfect tense, completed action. And he lifted, or and he carried. Isaac is going to carry the wood for the offering upon his shoulders, just as Messiah carried the crossbeam on his shoulders. The next verb is vayar,
vayar,
which is from the root ra'ah, which is he saw. It's pa'al, which is simple action, but it's notice it's the clipped form. The clipped form, because it's the reversing Vav He form, and the hay at the end has been clipped off. That's why it's called a clipped form. It's reversing Vav imperfect, which makes it perfect tense, so it's and he saw. And he saw. Next verb, Vayomer, from the verb Amar, which is said, simple action, pa'al. It's reversing Vav imperfect, third person masculine singular, so, and he said. And he said. The next one is Shavu. That's a command form. Shavu. As Connie has learned, to make a imperfect verb into a command form, you lose that first Tav. Because you can only command you, never he, she, I, we, only you. It's from the verb yashav, which means to sit, settle, or reside. Pa'al, simple action. It's a command form, which means sit or reside or even settle. They say in the verb analysis here, dwell, but dwell means the same as settle. I still crossed it out and put reside. The next verb, three from the bottom, is ne'olcha. Ne'olcha is from halak. Halak means he walked or he went. It's pa'al, simple action, but it's cohortative. What does cohortative mean? It's kind of a... It's may. It's when you say, may you go. Or may I go. This person, it's first, this time it's first person. Okay. The next one, va nishtachaveh, comes from hishtapel. Or hishtafail. I see there's not really a dogesh in that pay. I'm just seeing spots. Hishtafail. And it's imperfect. And it means worship. If we look at the grammatical note, before we come back to the last verb, it says the verb nishtachaveh is in a pattern called hishtafail. The hishtafail pattern is found only for the root chava. Meaning it's the only verb in the Bible that has a hishtafail form. And the root chava occurs only in the hishtafail form. Isn't that interesting? It's the only verb in that form, and that's the only form in which it appears. It says the form may have been borrowed from a language related to Hebrew. Its origin is uncertain and controversial. What I noticed about it is the root is chava. Chava. Where is chava in the Bible? That's Hebrew for Eve. Chava. I find that interesting. And the last verb in the verb analysis chart is vanashuva. Vanashuva. From return, but again, it's cohortative. So let's come over to page 11 and let's read and then translate. The continuation of the verse before says, Vayikach.
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 Et.
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 Shnei.
Shnei.
Ne'arav.
Ne'arav.
Ito. The eight. Notice it's eight, not yet. The eight. Yitzchak.
Bano.
Vivaka. Atzei.
I'd say, Ola.
Vayakam. Vayelech.
El.
Hamakom.
Asher.
Amar.
Amar.
Low.
Ha-Elohim.
Let's translate this now. Vayikach.
And he took.
Et. Direct object marker. Shnei Ne'arav.
Two.
two of his young men.
Young men.
Right. Down below they say took two of his boys. It's not boys. Two of his young men. Meaning talking about his servants. Ito.
With him.
With him.
Why would he take two of his young men with him? As witnesses. On the word of two or more, let all things be established, right? He needs witnesses of what happens. Va'et Yitzchak. And Isaac. So the eight is the direct object marker, but with the vowel seri instead of segol, it's going to teach us or tell us something about Messiah. And what it's trying to tell us here is that Isaac is a picture of Messiah. Isaac is old enough. He's in his early 30s. Abraham's, what, over 100? If they get into a fist fight, who's going to win? Isaac is, which lets you know that Isaac went voluntarily. And as Messiah carried the crossbeam up to the place of execution, Isaac is going to carry the wood. And as Isaac is received back symbolically as if resurrected, Messiah will be resurrected. So Isaac pictures and prophesies a little bit about Messiah. Beno, his son.
His son.
Vivaka, and he split. What do you split? You split wood, right? Atse Ola is a word pair, which means what? Atse Ola, wood of a burnt offering.
Wood of the fire.
Wood of a burnt offering.
Wood of a.
No, not the, just wood of a burnt offering. Notice the a ending, sereyod, is a plural word pair ending. Wood of a burnt offering, ola. Vayakam, and he arose. This one doesn't have that early time element in it, and he arose. Vayelech, and he went.
And he went.
L to Hamakom, the place.
The
not
place.
Just any old place, but the place, Asher, that or which, or even where, Amar Lo HaElohim. So start with HaElohim,
the God,
Amar said Lo. To him.
To him.
Right. And he went to the place which the God said to him. Let's look below and see how they translated it from whatever source they took this. Vayikach says, and took. That's okay. Shnei Ne'arav, two of his boys. It's young men. Ito, with him. Va'et Yitzchak, and his son, Isaac. That's the Beno. Va'et Yitzchak Beno, and his son Isaac. So that's okay. Vayvaka, then he split. It's not then, is it? It's and he split. Wood for, and then they say it's literally of, because yeah, it's a word pair form, so it's literally wood of. They say the burnt offering, but it's just a burnt offering. There is no the. What would it be if it was the burnt offering? I'd say ha ola. Vayakam, and he arose. Vayelek, and went. That's okay. El hamakom, to the place. That's good. Asher, they say, of which, close enough. Amar, they said, told, it's said, of which God, it's the God, had said to him. So they're not being quite as literal as they could be. Verse 4 up above. Let's read it first in Hebrew. Bayom.
Bayom.
Hashalishi.
Hashalishi.
Vayisa.
Vayisa.
Avraham.
Avraham.
Et.
Et.
Einav. Vayar.
Vayar.
Vayar. Hamakom. Merachok. So let's translate that. Bayom Hashalishi. Hashalishi is an adjective. So what's Bayom Hashalishi?
On the third day.
That's interesting. Because if you start from the birth of Messiah, the third day is the Messianic Kingdom when the rapture and resurrection takes place. So on the third day, Vayisa Avraham. What's Abraham? I'm sorry. What's Avraham?
Abraham.
So, and Abraham did what?
And Abraham
lifted. At direct object marker, Einav.
His eyes.
Vayar.
And he saw.
At direct object marker, Hamakom.
The place.
Meaning the place God told him about. Merachok.
From a distance.
Mm-hmm. So he's not there yet, but he's getting close. How do they translate it down below? On the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place from a distance. So I'd say they did a pretty good job translating that, huh? Let's go up to verse 5 and read it in Hebrew. Vayomer.
Vayomer.
Avraham.
Avraham.
El. Ne'arav.
Ne'arav.
Shavu.
Lachem.
Po.
Im.
Hachamor.
Va'ani.
Ve'hana'ar. Ne'alcha.
Od.
Ko.
Vanishtachaveh.
Alechem. Now this verse is where we get in these cohortatives, which means an intention or a wish. It's an intention, something they intend to do or want to do. They wish to do it. So let's translate this best we can. Vayomer Avraham.
And Abraham said.
El to Ne'arav.
His young men,
talking about the servants now. Mm-hmm. Shavu.
Sit.
Lachem.
For you.
So the command is to sit, but he's saying it's for your benefit. They could stand there for a day or two, but it's for their benefit if they sit. Po.
Here.
Im. With. Ha-chamor.
The donkey.
Va'ani.
And I.
V'hana'ar.
And
the young man. What young man?
And the young man.
That's Isaac, his son. And I and the young man. Ne'olcha. That's will go, but it's the cohortative, which means a wish or intention.
Desired.
Yep. He set his mind to go. He's decided to go. It's his intention to go. He's going.
So may go or no?
It's not may go. It's will go, but it's because he has an intention to go. He wants to go. It's his wish to go. Odd, as far as, co.
As far as.
Co.
Thus.
As far as thus. Meaning as far as the place God told him to go. Vanishtachaveh. And we will worship. We will worship. Which song in particular do you know where you see that word? La nu nishtakava lifanehecha. Barry and Bacha Siegel song Yeshua. La nu nishtakava lifanecha. We will worship before you. Vanashuva, this is cohortative, and we will return. That's their intention. They're going up to make the offering, and their intention is we will return. Not I, but we. If he intends to offer Isaac as a sacrifice, and God accepts him as a sacrifice, how can we come back down the mountain? Only if Isaac is resurrected. That's why in the book of Hebrews you read, and thus he received him back from the dead, you know, symbolically. Alechem, to you. So put all together. And Abraham said to his young men, sit for you here with the donkey, and I and the young man will go as far as thus, and we will worship, and we will return to you. So how did they do down below? Then, there's no then, right? Just and. Aram said to his boys, should be young men, stay here, that's sit for you. Here with the donkey and the young man, and I will go as far as here, as far as thus. And there's no then, it's just and we will worship and return to you. So, not too bad, all in all. Let's turn a page. We may not get all through these two pages, but we can start them anyway. New vocabulary in page 15. New vocabulary in page 15 says ha ola.
Ha
ola.
We've already seen ola twice. Ola is burnt offering. Ha ola is simply the burnt offering. Ha
esh.
Ash is fire. Ha-ash, the fire. Okay. Ha-ma-a-chelet. Is the knife. The knife. Isn't that interesting? A-chal means eat. The ma would be from eating. Use a knife to cut the meat for eating. That's probably its origin, hamachelet. Then we have yachdav, is together. Together. Hinema Tov uses the word yachad together in unity. So Yachdav is from that, means together. And Va'ayeh is not but, where is, it's and, where. And the is implied because that's normally going to be found in a noun sentence. Then we have what? Haseh. Sheep. Seh is actually lamb, isn't it? Seh. Remember our song, Seh Ha Elohim, the Lamb of God?
So should it say lamb is a sheep?
Sheep, a lamb is a sheep.
Okay.
I'm going to put in parentheses, or lamb. Remember our song, Seh Ha Elohim? The Lamb of God? Apparently not. Okay. Let's look at the verb analysis. Not so many verbs. Vayikach. And he took. I think we all understand that one. Vayasem. And he put. We know that one too. Vayelchu. What's that? And they went. We know that one. Vayomer. And he said, we know that one. And Yireh is he will see. Yireh, he will see. Grammatical note at the bottom, 22.6, the word olah is related to a word that you already know. In Pa'al, the verb Allah means to go up or ascend. And in the hefil is to send up or offer. And olah is an offered or sent up object, a burnt offering in which the sacrifice is consumed and sent up in flames. Don't know whether they waited till the third time they used it to tell us that, but we probably guessed already that it came from the verb Allah, didn't we? Page 14, let's read it. Vayikach. Avraham.
Avraham.
Et. Atzei.
Atzei.
Ha'olah.
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 Vayasem.
Vayasem.
All.
Vayasem. All.
Yischach.
Yischach.
Bano.
Vayikach.
Bayado.
Et.
Ha'esh.
Va'et.
Hama'achelet. Vayelchu. Shenehem. Yachdav. English. Vayikach Avraham. And Abraham took. Et, direct object marker. Etzei ha'olah, the wood of the burnt offering. Remember last time there was no ha, so they put it here this time. The wood of the burnt offering. Vayasem, and he put all upon. And he put upon Yitzchak, Isaac. Bano,
his son.
Vayikach, and he took. Bayado, in his hand. Et, the direct object marker. Ha'esh, the fire. I hope he carried a piece of wood on fire, but he brought the fire in his hand, it says. Va'et ha'ma'achelet, and the knife. Vayelchu, And they went or walked Shenahem, two of them. Shenah is two, Hem is them,
two of them.
Yachdav. And they went, two of them, together. Verse 7, Vayomer. Yishak.
El.
Avraham.
Aviv.
Vayomer.
Avi.
Vayomer. Hineni.
Vini.
Vayomer.
Hine.
Ha'esh.
Vaha'etzim.
Haser.
Le'olam.
To English. Vayomer Yitzchak. And Isaac said, El to Avraham,
Abraham,
Aviv, his father, Vayomer, and he said, Avi,
my father,
Vayomer.
Is it Avi or Aviyah?
It's Avi.
And he said,
you don't have, it's funny, I've got a patak under, I think it's patak, the little T under Avi,
I just have Avi. So it said, my father.
Okay, I'll cross it out.
Okay. Vayomer.
My father, yes.
And he said, Hanani.
Here I am.
Vini.
My son.
My son.
My son.
Vayomer.
And he said.
Hine. Beholder, here is Ha'esh, the fire. Vaha'etzim, and the wood.
Vaha'etzim.
Va'ayay,
and the wood.
And where is Haseh, the lamb or the sheep? Le'olah. For a burnt offering.
For a burnt offering.
Verse 8, Hebrew. Vayomer.
Avraham.
Elohim.
Yireh.
Low.
Low.
Haseh. Le'olah.
Bani.
Vayelchu. Shenahem. Yachdav. So let's translate this one into English. Vayomer Avraham. And Abraham said, Elohim,
God,
Yireh, will see.
Will see.
Lo.
To it.
To it.
Hasea, the sheep or the lamb.
The sheep.
Le'olah, for a burnt offering.
For the burnt offering.
For a burnt offering.
A burnt offering.
Bani,
yeah,
my son. Vayelchu, and they went. Shenehem, two of them, Yachdav.
The two of them.
There's no the, just together. Two of them. Yachdav, together.
Okay, on Hasea.
Hasea.
Is Hasea. Is
Seh
sheep and Ha
yes.
thee?
Yes, Ha is thee.
Okay, just Seh is sheep.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess they're in the vocabulary, they forgot to put the. But let me give you an alternate way to read verse 8. When you see Yireh, Yireh also gets translated as provide, will provide. And lo, we said will see to it, but could also be will provide lo for himself. So it's possible to read this as God will provide himself, the lamb, for the burnt offering. So that's just kind of a deeper meaning of those words. And of course we know that's what happens. But we've run out of time, and I'm sorry, went over a couple minutes, but we'll pick up next week, Lord willing, on page 16.